Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Thanks again to Zach Johnson for talking some baseball with us here on the show. The team heads out on the road for the next few weeks, so you can follow them online at ConcordiaCardinals.com, which is also where you can get all the athletic information. ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone, your Android, and there's this show, Cardinals Corner, every Wednesday right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. And of course, for your academic information, CUAA.edu, a newly redesigned website, CUAA.edu. So all the information you need on curriculums, schedules, everything you need to know is right there. And they have great videos right now running on their homepage, To Live on Common, which is their theme right now, and really highlighting what's going on campus academically at Concordia University here in Ann Arbor. To talk about the cheer team that this time of year is always competing in big things, we bring back head cheer coach Kate Edge to the show. Kate, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in here and I say congratulations because it's kind of a wash, rinse, repeat this time of year. But you guys are able to, we talk about this all the time, but I find it fascinating because you get your team together, you compete, you practice, you get ready for the fall. And the fall is all about supporting the football team and helping, being there with the fans and being out there and showing what you guys can do in that context. And you transition over to basketball season. But at some point during basketball season, you guys start to really have to focus on the competition side as well. So just talk about how your team this year, when that focus had to split a little bit more, how'd the team do?
Well, it's always a transition, that's for sure. We have the month of October, we are finishing football, starting basketball, and then our competitive kids are getting ready to start. So our big goal this year was to compete in December before the first of the year. We wanted to max out the number of competitions we could have for a season to see this is the first year that our qualifier included your season average. So that was going to come into play for teams. And we felt the best way to hit that was to compete as many times as we can so that, we could have a high to offset a low in terms of scores. So they've been in this grind slow and steady since October. But really when we come back from Christmas break is kind of when it kicks into gear. And we were really fortunate this year. We had a good group of kids who were able to do game day for us, our competitive alternates cheered games. So really, as the program grows and our roster size grows, we're able to have, kids take over those game day responsibilities for basketball season so that our comp kids could kind of focus on what they needed to do since they're two different avenues of the same sport or activity.
Yeah, a lot of carryover in the skill set, but there's definitely a difference in what you guys are doing on game day, whether it's in your own competition or at the other sports. So you mentioned opening up with a competition in December. That was against Point Park with a 74-69 victory, and then you had another victory over Point Park, a couple more over Point Park, and then the one over Aquinas. And what I noticed, and I want you to explain the scoring system a little bit for us, but what I notice is each competition, actually on both sides, and you don't really control what your opponent does, but both sides, your scores were increasing each time, which I assume as a coach is what you want to see, that you're getting better each and every competition. Explain the scoring system a little bit to us and the approach of getting better each time you guys went out for competition.
Yeah, usually, you're trying to put together a routine that has a certain difficulty level. The more difficulty you have, the higher you can score. But at the same time, you want it to be clean. So you don't want to be so difficult that your team can't execute it perfectly. I mean, the goal is flawless. So that's the hard standard to live by. So you'll see, if scores go up, it usually means you've hit the difficulty range and your deductions are coming down. You hop into a stunt and it stays up in the air, but let's say the flyer just has a little foot bobble, a little hand grip under her slips, and you're talking a 0.25 in deductions. And those just kind of start adding up throughout the routine. So, you can have some pretty high deduction routines. So as the season goes, the goal is to increase your difficulty and decrease your deductions. And so we've been, we've been all over the board on it. And we definitely had a real tough grind in January. And we came back at the end of the month and just sat them down and said, you need to start being more elite. We graduated a great group of kids last year, a lot of natural talent. And what we got in for our incoming kids and our returners are talented kids, but not talent that comes naturally. And so that's a different mentality, a different work ethic. And they really just kind of responded. I can picture that day in the locker room and the meeting and the nodding and knowing, and they've really just taken off from there.
It's got to be great when the kids actually also respond. And sometimes they respond, but they aren't quite as successful as you want. Other times they put both the extra effort and you get to see the results in the scoring. So I want to ask you a question, a lot of us are probably a little more familiar with, say, how a gymnastics setup is. So if you have a floor routine, you have a starting score, and then you lose points off of that based on, or you achieve points based on what you do. It's the same kind of thing. You guys start with what could be your max score, and then you have the deductions from there. Or are you building? How does that exactly work? Like, what would and give us an example of a good point total.
Good. A good point total. 100% is a perfect score. So for us, anything 85 or over is a good score. You know, you're getting in. I mean, you're fighting for a perfect score. It's not like, you know, you want a high scoring game where you go against you compete against you every time,
right?
You know, for the most part. And then we always say, and if we do our best against our own score sheet, then we'll do good in terms of the overall competition. But yeah, it's a great frame of reference. You kind of go in with a starting difficulty. Let's say for pyramids, we have a pyramid sequence and you receive a difficulty score on that between a 1 through 5, and then an execution score between a 1 through 5 in the pyramid category. So we know our pyramid is in the 3 to 4 range in terms of difficulty. Once we go in and execute it and hit everything, they'll score us based on what we did within that range, and then you get an execution score on that. So, you know, at our qualifier, we maxed out our difficulty on our pyramid at a 4, and then I don't know what we got for execution score, to be honest. I only pay attention to the totals. We keep analyzing the scores, but so much of it comes down to, you know, how, you know, an official, there's a subjectiveness to it. You know, do they look at it and they thought my execution was a 4 and someone else thought it was a 4.5? I can't fault either of those mm-hmm. officials on it. It's their, you know, as long as they're consistent on the day, as long as my 4 is the same as someone else's 4 and someone else, then, you know, that's what you go for. So we just look at, when we come off the floor, the first thing I ask is, tell me what went right. Tell me what felt good. Let's focus on what went right. And then we look at the things that didn't go good and talk about how we're going to fix them and get them better. You're really, you know, even going into nationals, yes, we're going to see the best teams in the country, and we're proud to be among them, and we're all going to be fighting for those top spots. But ultimately, we could, and I've had it before, we could have our best day, our most perfect day, and it's not enough to win. And so when we focus with them on the score sheet and we focus on having your best day, even if you don't walk away with that first place trophy, it still feels like a win because you accomplished your goals and you did your best routine, the best you can do. You can't help if somebody just has something more difficult, like gymnastics, has something more difficult than you.
Yeah, I've had that conversation with this exact conversation with gymnastics coach, and actually with track coaches, because if you have, you know, a runner runs the 400 and mm-hmm. they are your number one and they're the best in your team and they set a new personal record and finish, you know, 7th in the race, well, you can't get mad that you finished 7th in the race. You did your best you've ever done in your life. And so it's a different gauge because it isn't that same one-on-one, because you can't stop your competition. Your competition does their own thing. You just happen to be competing against them, but they're not, there's no defense. So it's I always joke with mm-hmm. On our morning show about fantasy football and tell my co-host to get a better defense, but you don't play defense. You accumulate points. So your team is very good at doing that, very good at accumulating points, and you've had a really good season. I am curious, as we continue with Kate Edge, the Concordia cheer coach here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. You had the 1 in December and the 3 in January, the dual meets. And then you had, for the rest of January, 4 other meets. And then you've had, obviously, since then, the WAC Championship and the NAIA Northeast Qualifier. Is there a difference in feel for the athletes doing just a dual meet versus being in a competition with more teams? So, say, the Aquinas meet on January 15th versus the Spartan Showcase on January 19th. Do they feel a difference, or is it still you just go out there and do your routine?
No, there's definitely a different atmosphere with the dual meet. You know, we like to host them. You're kind of talking with the team, you know, you're warming up right next to each other. It's just you and them. So there's a very low pressure, you know, like let's both just go out and do our best performance. When you get into those bigger meets and the warm-up is more intense and you're seeing, you know, when we went down to Lindenwood, we're seeing some of the best teams that we're going to see again at Nationals. And so that's kind of everybody's first look at everyone's routine and where they're at and what they're doing. And so there's that kind of intensity. I don't think it changes when they take the mat, or at least I hope not. You know, I try to coach my kids accordingly that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's one other team or 20 other teams, like you've got a job to do. And, you know, my assistant coach says all the time, like, just do your job, take the mat, do your job and get off. So that doesn't change, but it definitely changes the atmosphere, the before, the after, the warm-up, the, you know, number of eyes on you. And, you know, we have to coach for that when you're, you know, and so do our competitors. When you're a team who goes back to Nationals year after year, people are looking at you and they're watching you and, you know, teaching our freshmen how to deal with that, you know, how that doesn't get you off your game. And, you know, just they're looking because it's a compliment, not looking for, you know, any other reason. They want to watch and see what you're doing and what makes your program continue to be unique and strong. The same way we look at our, you know, other teams when we go in who are, you know, successful and do well. We want to watch them and what are they doing? What's going on with them? How do they do it?
So you're heading off now to, with the NAIA qualifier under your belt, you're heading off to Nationals. I'm curious about in that competition. You were in fourth place after the preliminary part. Is there something that, you know, a magic button the coach pushes when you're maybe not quite on your game before you head back out for the second part, which is the more important part, I guess, if you will, that weighs more on your grade? Do you have a magic button that you, that magic potion that you were able to sprinkle on top of the team?
You know what? They drove it from inside. We tell them all the time, you know, like I can't go out onto the mat and do it for you. You know, those days are long gone. But we do a lot of meets where we get to, you know, a double header. We like meets where we go back to back. So they're used to having to go again. And then they, you know, they wanted it. They did not want to go out that way. You know, fourth place is great. That score that we had in prelims, if we had ended in fourth, that would have probably qualified us for Nationals too, but that didn't matter to them. What mattered to them was the routine they put out. You know, we've walked away with a first place and been the looked like the most unhappiest first place team because it wasn't our best performance. We walked off the mat on Saturday in second place and super happy because it was one of our best performances. And they knew they had to step it up. The pressure was on, and they were ready to go for it. So it's internal. We sit, we meet, we talk. But at some point, I walk out of the room, and it's up to them to decide what are they going to do when they take that mat and what attitude are they going to have and how focused are they going to be and how much are they going to turn off any negative in their mind and, you know, turn on their technique and what they've been coached to do.
Last question for Coach Kate Edge, the head coach of the Concordia Cardinals cheer team here on Cardinals Corner Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com with Nationals coming ahead. That means the final chapter of the for this senior class is being written and will be closed pretty soon. A chance to shout out your seniors who are going through their final competitions.
Yeah, they've, you know, they've just been amazing kids. And, you know, when you spend time coaching a kid for as long as our season is for 4 years, you know, I know their family, I know their siblings, I know their, you know, their in and outs of their lives. And so I look forward to their next chapters. But, you know, Andrea Kassab, who's been an amazing leader, she literally is the heart and soul of our team. I mean, athletes, freshmen come in and say, I want to be Andrea. And I laugh and say, I want to be Andrea. She, you know, two-time WAC first team. She just, you know, what she might lack in more elite talent that another kid may have, she makes up for it five times in her attitude and her heart. Desi Reyes, another senior on our team, again, super skilled, is just everywhere in the routine we need her, and is just so, so driven and just, you know, continues to push herself and lead in that way. Erin Baker, another senior who, you know, also did volleyball for a little bit and a late transfer. And this year we needed, you know, some more elite top stuff, and she was like, give me a try. And so she really kind of stepped into new roles, and it's nice for the freshmen to see that, you know, you don't have to be pigeoned into one thing. You can expand your skill set. And then we have another senior, Alex Hirschberger, who's actually an alternate on our comp team. She competed with us for a little bit, but she's been off the mat, and you know, we literally call her our team hype man. She does more on the side of the mat than some kids do on the mat. I mean, we've got great kids, but just in terms of her attitude, her energy, like she goes through every single kid who's on that mat and says, what can I give to you? Where do you need a shout out? Where do you need me to make eye contact? What do you need me to yell? So she is, you know, contributing to the routine without being on the mat herself. And that kind of embodies what I want my program to stand for, what my athletes to want to realize is that there are ways to contribute, even if you're not contributing from on the mat. And I think that's true for life. There's always some way you can be contributing to what you're a part of.
It's like when I ask coaches about scout team players and walk-ons, et cetera, and the athletes that never get in, they get in late in a game in a football or basketball game or something, and everyone stops what they're doing and cheer them loudest because they don't get to play, and they're the ones that are the hardest working ones, and you obviously have a few of those in your team as well. So always love hearing those stories, and especially love shouting out the seniors they head towards their final competitions of their careers. Coming up next for you guys, Nationals. Coach, good luck, and we will catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a good day.
Always a pleasure catching up with Kate Edge here on the show. When we come back, Lonnie Priest joins us here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.